From the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. A Georgia man accused of killing an off-duty prison guard is scheduled to be executed later this month. Marion Wilson Jr. is set to die by lethal injection June 20th at the state prison in Jackson. Wilson and Robert Butts Jr. were sentenced to death for the 1996 slaying of Donovan Parks in Milledgeville near Macon. The state executed Butts last year. Wilson would be the second man executed by Georgia this year. As the humanitarian crisis goes on at the U.S. border, the Trump administration is reportedly considering a Georgia military base to house migrant children detained by the government. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
Representatives from both the Department of Defense and the Department of Health and Human Services are looking at the Army's Fort Benning, just south of Columbus. According to the Columbus Ledger-Inquirer, officials are looking at the 284-square-mile base, the fifth-largest military installation in the world, to find unused buildings that could be repurposed for detaining migrant children. The search follows reports of overcrowding in current HHS child detention facilities. Fort Benning is home to a number of Army infantry brigades, as well as the Army Airborne and Ranger Training Brigade. Also in consideration for the new role are Fort Sill in Oklahoma and Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Several Democratic presidential candidates are coming to Georgia today. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker are speaking at the Democratic National Convention's African American Council Leadership Summit in Atlanta. Meanwhile, former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke and former Vice President Joe Biden will speak at a fundraising gala tonight.